The UN Secretary General called Generation Z, which is the youth of today, the future of tomorrow, and reiterated his pledge to appoint a special advisor for youth. Ban Ki-moon says empowering young people is a major platform in his action agenda for the coming years.
The world's young people have their eyes wide open. They are informed as never before. They are connected to one another, and they care. They want to protect the environment that will be home to their children. They understand what a waste it is to spend money on weapons that kill instead of food that nourishes. And they believe in the United Nations, even if they expect us to do much, much more.
In 1985, the UN created the first International Youth Year. At that time, the population of 15 to 24-year-olds in the world numbered just under 933 million. Today, it is more than 1.2 billion and expected to rise in the coming years. The acting president of the General Assembly, Ambassador Marjan Kamara of Liberia, points out that 5 out of 6 of these young people live in the developing world.
Too many young people in the developing world still do not have adequate access to quality education, decent work opportunities, or participation at decision-making levels. Many of them also lack information and access to family planning and reproductive health services, all of which compromise the ability of young people to realize their full potential.
The Secretary General's report on adolescent and youth has several recommendations for improving their lives, including reducing adolescent pregnancies, which includes curbing forced marriages, improving access to health care, facilitating migration for education, and improving opportunities for work. Bella Hove of the Population Division presented the report.
The goals and objectives of the ICPD Program of Action can only be implemented if we address the multiple and varied needs of adolescents and youth with respect to their education, health, and well-being in a comprehensive way.
21-year-old Angga Dwi Marta from Indonesia also stressed the importance of jobs, healthcare, and education for youth, especially sexual education. As a youth representative to the commission, he says young people need to play an equal role in shaping policy for the future, and related a story from his childhood.
A friend in school got pregnant. She was forced to marry immediately by her family and was no longer allowed to come back to school by her family. Another friend had to drop out school because of consequences of drug abuse. Not long after, we were told that he was HIV positive. It was heartbreaking to see my classmate. It was as if life stopped for them at that point, affecting their bright future. The patterns are similar. There was no information, and there was no support.
The Commission on Population and Development runs through the end of the week. This year, the UN approved over 500 NGO representatives to participate in the forum. Julie Walker, United Nations.